Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. It's 10 after 8, last day of June. June 30, and another tropical, steamy day.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
Just a 30% chance of some rain around here again later this afternoon. Let's check in with Dean Richards over at WGN-TV and find out what's happening in the world of entertainment. Hi, Dean.
Good morning. Let's see that rain tapering off. So yeah. I'm going to be doing some grilling on TV. I'm practice grilling today. The things I'm going to do on TV tomorrow, I do a practice at home, you know, just to make sure everything works okay. And then tomorrow, I screw it all up and nearly set myself on fire when I do it live on TV.
Yeah, check on your insurance for the house, too.
It's the reason why I have no hair on one arm.
Yeah, we're going to talk to a grill specialist. Actually, he's the guy who knows which ones to buy. We're going to do that after 8:30, and then later in the week we'll get some grilling tips. Whatever you don't cover, we'll take care of here.
Perfect.
Let's talk about the guy who did the song "Into the Night." Passed away. Huh?
Yeah, Benny Mardones. Some people, think of him as a one-hit wonder, and his song "Into the Night" was definitely his biggest hit. But he was actually quite accomplished. Let's go back and remember Benny Mardones. There were very few songs that were top 10 hits twice at two different times, and this was one of them. In 1980, when Into the Night first came out, it had great success. And then, Benny Mardones tried to, parlay that into a recording career, and it really was not working out for him very well. He spent most of his career writing and performing in songs for other people. Played with David Bowie, played with Brenda Lee. Hmm. Talk about a range of, performances, but he was quite the guitar player. And then in 1989, apparently there was a radio station in New York City that did a Whatever Happened to Benny Mardones, and they found him, and he remixed his song Into the Night. It was so popular in New York as a result of this Whatever Happened to that they released it all over the country, and it became a huge hit again in 1989. So he had a few other marginal hits other than that. Benny Mardones in the early 2000s was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And in 2017, famously at a concert, he said that this will be the last time ever that I perform. And he did a concert. He was showing the physical manifestations of Parkinson's disease. And that was the last time that he performed. The disease had become so prevalent in him that it was difficult to perform. So Parkinson's disease was the cause of death, and he was only 73 years old.
That's sad news. And it was depressing to hear that Cirque du Soleil declared bankruptcy, another pandemic victim. So does this mean that they're going to stop altogether, or are they going to continue on with their shows in bankruptcy?
Well, they're everything is shut down right now, so nothing's going to happen right now, but their intention is to restructure and to come back, pare things down a little bit, and try to get things back up and running again. They had to lay off, furlough 3,500 employees. They are now officially laid off, and they will get vacation pay and unemployment. They hope that once this is all over, they're going to be able to bring things back again. But, you know, Cirque du Soleil had six shows, major shows in Las Vegas that are shut down. And these touring shows that, you know, went all over the country many, many, many times here in Chicago. All of that is shut down right now.
Yeah, that Beatles show that they do in Las Vegas
Amazing.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's official now about Broadway for this year. No surprise here, huh?
Yeah, they announced yesterday that the Great White Way will stay closed until, well, at least until the end of this year. They say as much as they all want to get back to work, that they won't do it until it can be done safely. So the Theater Owners Association there said nothing's going to happen for the rest of 2021. They'll reevaluate at the beginning of 2020. They'll reevaluate for 2021. And Bob, I'm just getting a story in right now about another showbiz death, and this is a major one. Apparently, Carl Reiner has passed away.
That's sad.
TMZ is reporting that he died last night at his Beverly Hills home. He was, a producer, of course, a director, an actor, a Grammy winner. He won 9 Emmy Awards. He was Alan Brady in the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was part of the 2,000-year-old man with Mel Brooks, a writer on the old Show of Shows. He brought us so many fantastic motion pictures through the years. But apparently, the sad news, he was 98 years old. So he lived a very long and prolific life. For a 98-year-old, I can't think of too many more people who was active on Twitter every single day. He was posting things and curious about things, and don't have a cause of death right at the moment. But this news is just coming over the wires right now that we've lost Carl Reiner.
And in recent years, he remained very productive. He had written several books just in the last 5 years. They were all really, really good. And, of course, he co-wrote and directed some of Steve Martin's most successful films, right?
Sure did.
The Jerk. And one of my favorite movies of all time is the George Burns,
Oh God.
First one. He did that one.
Yeah.
And, he definitely one of the greats of all time. I'm sure you had a chance to interview him.
Truly one of
the
greats. It was...
Such a nice man.
Yeah, such an honor. And, you know, he was so generous with his time and so generous in giving you what you needed. He was one of these guys, you know, we sat down to do the interview and he said, why don't we sit this way? The light will be a little better. He was directing. He was directing my interview.
It's like,
you can do whatever you want. You absolutely whatever you want. He received the Mark Twain Prize for Humor back in the year 2000. He's the father, of course, of Rob Reiner, who's also a prolific actor and director. And sad news.
Yeah, I mean, he was so popular and so adored by the younger generation that he would pop up on a lot of current shows. Or, you know, he was on 2 1/2 Men, Hot in Cleveland, House, and he was in Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13. And you're going to be hearing a lot about Carl Reiner.
I'm very sorry. You know, this past Sunday was Mel Brooks's 94th birthday, and I ran a clip from the 2,000-year-old man, and just thinking how genius these guys were and how groundbreaking they were with your Show of Shows and Dick Van Dyke Show and all of these shows that these two guys in particular put their personal stamp on. You know, much of comedy that we know today is because of people like Carl Reiner. So that's a great loss.
And in recent years, Carl Reiner, was it every night or at least a couple times a week, Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks would get together at, I think it was at Carl Reiner's house, and they'd just watch movies together.
Yeah.
They remained close.
Isn't that great?
We're talking entertainment with Dean Richards. What are the Juno Awards, anyway?
The Juno Awards are Canada's top music awards, sort of like the, I guess, Canadian Grammy Awards, you might say. And they had their big award show last night. And this was the song that wound up being the big winner last night.
I love it when you call me, senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need you, but every touch is all I need.
not exactly Bob and Doug McKenzie. It's not exactly the sound you think of when you think Canadian music, but indeed it is. It's Shawn Mendes, who is Canadian, and his real-life girlfriend, Camila Cabello, who is Cuban-American. Their song, Señorita, was named the single of the year. So now Shawn Mendes, who's only 21 years old, has become the first artist in Juno Award history to win single of the year 3 years in a row. His song was... his song was also named... I'm trying to get the...
This is a good record. I like this.
This is. Yeah, this is. Señorita. Wait a minute. I'm trying to get the... I had some other... Oh, he was named Artist of the Year also. And he's the second artist to win Artist of the Year for 2 years running. So another Canadian singer, Alicia Cara, won Album of the Year, The Pains of Growing. And for International Album of the Year, anything that's not Canadian, that went to Billie Eilish, When We Fall Asleep.
And what's the update on Hamilton Mania today?
So some new clips were released for the production of Hamilton that will begin streaming on Disney Plus on July the 3rd. They've been putting out little pieces here and there from this 2016 performance that still featured the original cast, Tony Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning, Pulitzer Prize-winning. And the cut that we've got for you today is one of the most popular from the show that is called Satisfied, one of the signature songs when Angelica toasts Eliza, who is about to marry Alexander Hamilton.
A toast to the groom.
To the groom. To the groom. To the groom.
To the bride.
To the bride.
To the bride.
From your sister.
Angelica.
That's always by your side.
To your union.
To your union.
To the revolution.
And the hope that you provide.
And you provide.
So many people have the soundtrack from Hamilton. I'm sure that they know that song by heart. But this is the production that will begin streaming on Disney Plus 2 a.m. Chicago time on July the 3rd. You'll be able to watch the original Broadway cast do this production. And I just learned this morning also, in addition to the actual performance of the show, they are adding on a special documentary that features the original cast talking about the show, the creators, the stars of the show, discussing the making of Hamilton and its significance. So it's all on Disney Plus. Bob is still working on Bob's trying to get himself a VHS copy of this somehow. Maybe he can go down to Maxwell Street and they're selling them down there. I don't know. But if you want to subscribe to Disney Plus, it's $6.99 a month. They have some other package deals, but it's basically $6.99 a month if you want to get on this.
There's going to be a lot of pressure in the Surratt household to get Disney Plus because of Hamilton. My TV's smart. I'm not. I'll work on that extra hard. And let's repeat the information that just came over this morning, the sad news about Carl Reiner, 98 years old. What a great life he had.
Yeah, amazing. Carl Reiner, maybe one of the most prolific performers in the history of show business as a writer, producer, director, a performer. He won 9 Emmy Awards over his 7 decades. He has 400 credits for television and motion pictures. People may remember him best as Alan Brady from The Dick Van Dyke Show, the incorrigible boss, star of The Alan Brady Show. But he was actually the creator of the show, the creator and producer of the show. And just truly, truly, truly one of the greats. One of the original writers on Your Show of Shows with Sid Caesar. He did 2,000-Year-Old Man with Mel Brooks. He was responsible for movies like Oh God and The Jerk and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid and The Man with Two Brains and All of Me with Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin. Just the list of credits goes on and on for the amazing things that he's done. Probably most recently on screen, he was in the Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13 movies, as you may recall.
And probably responsible for the career of Mary Tyler Moore, because he cast her in that role as Dick Van Dyke's wife, Laura Petrie.
He told the story frequently about, you know, auditioning different girls for this role, and when he met Mary Tyler Moore, he stopped her and took his hand and put it on her head and walked her over to Sheldon Leonard, who was also one of the producers of the Dick Van Dyke Show, and said, "I found your girl! I found your girl!" in his Carl Reiner voice. And he launched Mary Tyler Moore's career as a result of that. She was a relatively unknown actress.
Yeah, those shows still hold up. All right, Dean. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks very much.
See you later. Bye.